need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
It is Paragould's ball to start this second quarter as the Mountain Home was up 13-2. So what are you seeing so far, Brad?
Yeah, I mean, Mountain Home's defense just superior to Paragould's offense. Yeah. You know, Paragould's had a couple open looks that they didn't make. This game would have been closer. Mountain Home also had three turnovers that were pretty costly. I look for them to kind of continue to expand this lead.
Here's Harrell with it. She gives it to Farmer in the left corner. Has the ball knocked away. Gets it back, though. Now gives it to Harrell in the corner. Down to Lurie on the low block. She puts up the jumper. Will not go. And Fossus gets a rebound for Mountain Home. She throws it out to Moore, who cannot save it. And so Mountain Home's going to turn it over in the backcourt.
Yeah, good box out by Livy Fosnes. She got in a little bit of a hurry right there, trying to hit the outlet right there and threw it ahead of Lakin too much out of bounds.
Well, you give Paragould credit. They really boxed her in the corner there.
They did.
Here is Farmer with it up top. Throws it over to Harrell on the left side. Down to Farmer in the corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Sarah Williams. Now she's being met by Tully, but she'll be fouled in the backcourt.
Yeah, one thing I'm seeing that Paragould's doing, when Mountain Home's getting a rebound, they're sending two people at the ball. You know, they're going to go trap. They're kind of blitzing the rebounder and not letting teams get out on it. If Mountain Home can get that rebound quick and throw it over the top, should be layup city.
That's Madison Harrell's first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second quarter against Paragould. Ball goes over to Williams on the left side. Up top to Moore. Over to Husky on the right. Now foul's going to be called. They're going to get Madison Farmer with her first personal foul. Team foul number two already against the Lady Rams. Parker Husky and Lakin Moore checking out the game as it will be Jayla Yonkers coming back in and Bailey Rittenberg coming in for the first time tonight. About pass goes to Yonkers. Don't know how many of you. In the background.
Coaches weren't real happy with our setup on that inbounds play.
Ball just needed to go to the restroom.
Ball goes to Essence. She dribbles to the lane. Her layup was blocked. And now a scramble for the ball. It will be a jump ball, and Mountain Home will keep it on the possession arrow.
You know, when a lot of teams watch teams players play and wonder why they're not playing and the flow of the game, knowing the offense is a huge part of the game. If you're not where you're supposed to be and things don't flow right, that may be just as important as, hey, you can dribble the ball or you can pass the ball. You also got to be able to flow the offense and continue to do it on the offensive side.
Ball goes to Yonkers. She puts up the long three. Good.
Speaking of offense, little Jayla Yonkers comes in and buries one.
Her first 3 points of the night. 16-2, Mountain Home up. 6:36 left in the half. Farmer with it, and she'll be fouled in the backcourt. They're going to get Bailey Rittenberg with her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Lady Bombers.
Bailey's just visibly frustrated because as soon as she catches that ball, man, she's just swarmed. She's got nowhere to go with
it. Yeah, she does.
Inbound pass goes to Farmer. Rittenberg right there.
That's
on her.
Carry.
That is
it
a carry.
Is, yeah. Yep.
So there will be another turnover against the Lady Rams.
What was your man's name with the glasses? We helped him out right there.
Stockelsberg, man.
Stockelsberg.
His gold chain.
Inbound pass will be triggered by Esther. She gets into Yonkers. Right into it. Let's set up. Go. Paragould once again into man-to-man. Yonkers throws over on the left side to Williams. Up top to Estes. Over to Yonkers on the right. Finds Estes on the low block. Or Williams on the low block. Ball goes back to Yonkers in the paint. Her jumper good.
Yeah, nice little offense the Lady Bombers have been working on against the man. I think they even stole it from some of the boys' game, that boys' offense that we have, and it's working.
Kick that.
Ball's knocked away once
good
again.
Good hustle, Bailey.
And ball's being scrambled.
10.
And it's going to be a 10-second count. As as the Paragould's never able to get it across the timeline, and Maurice Rolston's going to check back in for Paragould, replacing Madison Harrell. And also for the Lady Rams, Hallie Benson's going to come in as Hadley Luke will take a seat. And Anna McCarn's coming in from Mountain Home as she'll replace Livy Fosnes. 5:56 left in the half. Lady Bombers up 18-2. Estes will inbound it on the far sideline, gets into Yonkers. Over to Estes on the right wing. She'll dribble up to the top. Has the ball knocked away, but Yonkers is there to pick it up. She dribbles to the low block on that for the layup. Just pulled by a couple defenders for that layup. Good.
Yeah, I knew. I saw that one coming. When two was running at her like that, I was like, this ain't going to last long. And Jay was like, whoop, right around her to the goal.
Seven on the night for Yonkers. 20-2, Madison home up. Ball's knocked away once again. And Estes comes up with a steal. She finds Rittenberg all the way back the other way for the easy layup.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that or not. Bailey came from behind Rolson all the way around and she didn't see her at all. And as she tried to cross that ball up behind her back, Bailey was right there.
Just plucked it.
Foul call on backcourt against Mountain Home. That's her first. Ashley Estes, her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter.
A little 1-3-1 right here by the Lady Bombers.
Oh yeah.
10.
Rolson into the front court. Throws it off the foot of Estes. That'll be a kickball.
Mount Home should have had a 10-second call. The clock was down to 25 before she got half court. And it was 23.
Well, I'm not sure what the
shot clock.
Did they reset the shot clock?
It was down to 23.
Yeah, okay. So they didn't catch that. But anyway, it should be – now they're trying to reset the – they accidentally reset the shot clock, and they're not supposed to do that on a kickball unless it's under 15, then reset to 15.
I knew it was 23 because it was 25 before she crossed half court.
Okay. Rolson into the front court. Throws over to Farmer. Back up top to Rolson. Rolson has the ball knocked away as she dribbles towards the free throw line, and now she's trying to – keep a possession. It will be a jump ball, man. Paragold will have the ball in the possession area. 6 seconds left to shoot, though. Parker Husky, Lakin Moore, and Livy Foss is coming back in, replacing Ashlyn Estes, Sarah Williams, and Bailey Rittenberg.
Right, like you were saying earlier, man, it's been a defensive battle from the Bombers. I mean, only allowing 2 points this far in the game. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It will be Benson inbounding the ball on the baseline. Gets it up top to Farmer. Her pass knocked away and stolen by Moore. Speaking of defense, she will give it to McCarn, who's going for the layup off the glass and in.
Yeah, great pass by Lakin. Threw it away ahead. Kind of like a quarterback leading a receiver. She landed in and right to that block. Anna caught it, grabbed her feet, pump fake, let the defender go by for an easy layup.
First 2 points of the night for McCarn. 24-2, Lady Bombers up. 4.5 minutes left to play in the first half. And Moore almost came up with another steal. Knocked the ball away, but just ran out of real estate here on the near side.
Man, I tell you, Matt. Two Paragould players were looking to check in, and they were kind of out near the court, and Lakin kind of held up thinking she was going to run over one of them, and I think if they weren't there, she might have been able to get her hand on the ball.
Yep. Inbound pass goes to Farmer. Harrell's one of the players, I believe, that just checked back in for the Lady Rams. Olson gets by a couple of defenders, gives it to Luke, down to Benson. She has the ball knocked away on the low block, and Mount Home comes up with another steal. Lakin Moore quickly back the other way for the easy layup. Lakin Moore with 7 on the night. 26-2, Lady Bombers up. 4:03 left in the first half. Rolson into the front court. Mount Home in a 1-3-1. Ball goes to a Harrell in the right corner. She's trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she picks up her drill, goes cross court to Rolson. She will try to throw it to Luke. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Fosnes. Back comes Mountain Home. She'll give it to Husky, who's quickly back the other way. Out to Yonkers on the right wing. She's putting up the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Moore. She will give it to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles to the left corner. Back to Moore on the wing. Now she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will not go. And the rebound is chased down by Farmer. 3:20 left in the half. It's a 24-point Lady Bomber advantage. Farmer tries to throw it to Rolson, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Moore on the near sideline. Paragould will keep it with 3:13 left in the half.
You know, Lakin's over here right now. She's like a defensive end when you know the other team's passing. It's like third and long, and you know that pass is coming right. She's on this offside, and she's got her ears pinned back. When she sees that ball in the air, she's taking off.
Yeah, she's
like
ready for it.
Like a shotgun.
Inbound pass goes to Farmer. She'll give it to Rolson in the front court. 1-3-1 again for Mountain Home. 15 left on the shot clock. And now a timeout's going to be called by Paragould. We'll break with 3:03. Let's play in the half. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 26-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Perry will taking their last 30-second timeout of the night with 3:03 left to play in the half. Mount Home up 26-2. Again, the winner of this game, which right now it looks like is pretty well in Mountain Home's favor, will play the winner of the game going on at the junior high campus right now between Flippin and Dumas.
Yeah, Dumas is a good squad. They're like 13-2, I think, on the year. And
wow. How's Flippin this year?
They're good.
They are pretty good. Ball goes to Harrell on the left side. Her three-pointer is up and in. Madison Harrell with her first 3 points of the night. 26-5, Lady Bombers up. 2:45 left to play in the half. Ball goes to Fossus up top, over to Yonkers on the right side. No one goes out there on her, so she's going to put up the three-pointer, and why not?
Yeah, she says thank you very much. I'll take an easy three.
10 on the night for her. 29-5, Lady Bombers up. 2.5 minutes left in the half. Rolson back the other way, gives it to Luke. Over to Harrell. Now she'll give it to Rolson. Now Tom's getting ready to clear the floor at the next available time. Ball goes to Farmer on the right corner. Her three-pointer, no good. And Luke's, Benson's putback wouldn't go. Mount Tom got the rebound, but then immediately turned it over.
Yeah, Anna trying to give a kick-out pass and stood over the head of Lakin.
Ball's knocked away, and now Mount Tom almost has a steal. Now ball's being fought for. His ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Lady Bombers. Perrigo will keep it with 1:59 left to play in the half. Mount Tom is clearing the floor. As Ava Fosnes, Ashlyn Essis, Sarah Williams, Addison Ferris, and Bailey Rittenberg all check in. Elijah Lurk checks in also for Paragold. Inbound pass goes to Rolson. She'll dribble out to the wing, gives up top to Lurie. Lurie tries to throw it to Farmer, ball knocked away, and Farmer's able, though, to avoid the turnover. Farmer with it. She's going to drill to the low block. Puts up the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Sarah Williams. Now it's all back the other way with it. Williams into the front court. Rolson does knock the ball away. Goes out of bounds. Good defense by Rolson. It will be Mount Tom's ball, though, on the far sideline with 1:32 left in the half.
Yeah, Rolson's a gritty little player. Nice little hustle there, diving after that ball.
Looks like she's getting a little bit of hand there. I think the ref's just letting him play.
She's a very handsy player. She's one of those girls that you love to have on your team, kind of hate to play against.
Yeah. Ball's with Estes on the right side. She'll take the screen from Fosnes. Has the ball knocked away as Rolson's there right there once again. She comes up with a steal.
Just like that right there.
Yep. Farmer into the front court, 1:15 left in the half, 24-point lead for Mountain Home. Ball goes to Luke at the elbow, back to Farmer, up top to Rolson. Rolson will give it back to Farmer in the right corner. Picks up a drill, gives it to Luke, out to Rolson. And she just mishandles the ball, and it's going to, Sanja Tate is not happy with her team there on the Paragold bench.
She fired out of her seat. Yeah. Got that ball slammed
down on the ground.
I know.
Before you went out of bounds.
No, she's
yeah. So it will be Mount Tom's ball on the turnover with less than a minute left in the half. Rittenberg with it. Gives it to Ferris. Ball goes out to Ava Fossens. Now Estes has it. She's going to dribble into the lane. Going in for the layup. Off the glass and in.
Nice little move right there.
Ashlyn Estes with her first 2 points of the night.
They do a good job moving that ball around.
That's right.
Rolson with it. She's going to drill to the right elbow. Now goes back out to the wing. About a 5 second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Ball goes to Benson on the low block. She puts up the shot. Will not go. And the rebound comes to Sarah Williams. Shot clock is off now. 20 seconds left to play in the half. Williams in the front court. Gives up top to Rittenberg. Rittenberg drills to the elbow. Kicks out to Estes. Up top to Williams. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Rolson. Paragold does have time to get a shot off. Down to 5 left in the half. Rolson dribbles into the lane. She's going to put up the shot at well off the mark. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. So Paragold will have time to get one more shot off with exactly 1 second left. Nigel Lurie checking in for Hallie Benson. Inbound pass goes to Lurie. Now ball goes to Rolson. They're not going to get the shot off. So we have come to the end of the first half. The half that's just dominated by Paragould, guys.
Dominated by Paragould?
I mean, by Mount Holmes. Sorry.
You missed the – yeah, Mount Holmes defense has really dominated that game.
Yes, it did. So we will come back and start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mount Holmes leading Paragould 31-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200 plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now we've got a contest going on where actually one of Mount Holmes cheerleaders had the winning ticket. She was trying to do this contest where she shot a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. And then she got the free throw.